Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Cuska. Bob is the author of The Fusion Factor and Building a Competent, Profitable Workforce. That's what we're talking about. And thefusionfactor.com, right, Bob?
That's it, Jim.
Thanks again for hanging out with us, Bob. And we're talking about how to use sports metaphors to sports analogies, I should say, to motivate your employees. Give us some other examples, Bob.
Okay. How about hiring good people, Jim? In 1992, again, we'll talk about the New England Patriots, they hired this guy named Bill Parcells. Came in and took a 2-14 franchise and sent them to the Super Bowl within 3 years. So when you have an opening in your organization, you know, don't treat it lightly.
Right.
Make sure you get the very best person that you can bring on board.
And I'm going to tell you something. In the current economic, political environment we have, Bob, you cannot afford to not have the right people in your organization, because all businesses have to get the most out of the assets and the resources that they have. And if you've got an employee who's not contributing the way they should, if you can't get them to step up to the game, then you need to let them find success elsewhere, and you need to go out and find somebody or train somebody to fill that position.
Jim, that is the single most often thing that I deal with in my consulting business.
Yep.
I'm bought in when an owner has let something fester for too long. And he says, geez, I got a problem now. I don't know what to do with this. And I look at it, and he's had the problem for a long time.
Right.
And he didn't want to address it because
not,
good old
look,
boss.
Look, we're not like Donald Trump. Saying you're fired is not something we like to do.
No, we don't. We don't like conflict.
And you know what? It's to our credit. It's to small businesses' credit that we're like that, because that's what makes small business so charming, but it's also can be to the detriment of the company. And
that's right.
And here's the other thing. A lot of times a small business owner will say, well, you know, I'm just going to put up with that. I can't pull the trigger. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You're not the only one who's putting up with it. The other folks in your organization are putting up with a weak link. And that's bringing the whole organization down, isn't it?
That's right. At the very least, it's a drag on productivity. And at the worst, I just had a small business. This was a 10-person company, and they got a lawsuit because they had a bad supervisor of their maintenance crew.
Wow.
And they could have stopped it long before it occurred.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting. All right, what else?
What you want to make sure is that you measure all the time. You know, that you're looking at your human performance. And it doesn't have to be a fancy-dancy, you know, performance evaluation, you know, once a year, fill out the form type of thing. But rather, sitting down and giving people feedback on how they do their jobs on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, people want feedback. You know, they may not like it if you tell them they're not doing the job that you want them to do. But they want feedback.
One of the things small business owners tend to do is try to do all that sometime around the holidays. And that's the worst time in the world to do things like that, isn't it?
To do an
evaluation.
It is. You should do things aside from a very emotional events like holidays.
Right.
You know,
and
shouldn't
it be more associated with their anniversary date, their hiring anniversary date?
I said that again, I'm sorry?
Shouldn't it be more associated with their hiring anniversary date?
That's the best way to do it, and then you know exactly when it is. You got to have a regular time. I've done it both ways. I've done it on the anniversary date, and then one company I've worked with, I did all the managers on August 1st and all the non-managers on October 1st.
I got you.
But the company knew exactly. You knew when it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's employee expectation. They expect
well, and,
it to
and
happen.
This is probably the thing that's done the least of anything in a small business, and that's bringing employees in and doing any kind of an evaluation. We're more likely to say, hey, you're doing a good job or whatever, and think that that's their review. And even in a small business, employees want to hear from you, don't they?
Employees complain to me, Jim, when I go around and do my surveys.
Right.
They say to me, I haven't heard from my manager. I was supposed to have my review, and it's been months and months since it's gone by, and he has said nothing to me. Hmm. I hear that all the time.
Well,
the same thing.
Go ahead.
The same thing with pay increases.
Yeah.
People say, "Geez, I thought I was going to get my pay increase September 1st,
right.
And here we are, December."
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. You got to keep up with these things, folks. Hey, Bob, give us the website again one more time, please.
TheFusionFactor.com.
And what else will they find there? I know you got a lot of articles and things like that there, right?
There's plenty of articles. They could sign up for my newsletter. And, in fact, Jim, if your listeners will send me an email at info@TheFusionFactor.com, I'll send them a free copy of my ebook.
All right. And that's, say it again. Say the email again.
The email is info@TheFusionFactor.com.
All right. Take care. Take advantage of that free book. But thanks, Bob. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.